KRLC. Sam Lassen, fairly easy to intimidate on the request line, 746-3411. You got something you want to hear? I don't care. And Sam Lassen coming up here in a little bit less than 1 hour. That highly acclaimed feature on my show, Low Budget News, News, News. And in today's headlines, these shocking stories. Nobody wants the Susan B. Anthony dollar, even at a discount. And a 12-year-old girl sets a record for sneezing. We'll have the complete details at 5:06 this afternoon.
In the beautiful Blue Mountains.
Shubab, shubab, my baby. Shubab, shubab. Hello, stranger.
KRLC, and if I didn't know better, I'd say this was the king himself, Elvis, but it's Queen. KRLC, Sam Lassen with more music for your late afternoon trucking pleasure. Here's ZZ Top. I thank you, baby. You're the action-packed seaport cities of Lewiston and Clarkson. This is Sam Lassen on 1350 KRLC.
For so long, you and me been finding each other for so long.
KRLC music by the Spinners from their LP Dancing and Lovin'. Working my way back to you, babe. It's 5:07 with Sam Lassen, and Low Budget News is just ahead.
A gift?
Yeah.
Catch that catch spirit.
And now, Sam Lassen's Low Budget News. The cheap report that blows nothing stories way out of proportion. Now here's the Northwest's most inexperienced news team, complete with pre-recorded teletype sound effects. Yes, thank you, and good afternoon. In the bottom of the news today, a bank in Hyannis, Massachusetts reports that the Susan B. Anthony dollar is so unpopular, people don't even want them at a discount. Yeah, the Cape Cod Bank and Trust Company received 1,000 of the new dollar coins last month. They tried to get rid of them in regular transactions, but Bank President James Rice reports most people immediately hand them back to the teller for paper dollars. So Rice decided to offer customers 5 of the coins for $4.50. But he says practically nobody wants them, even at a 10% discount. Rice says he still has 850 of his original 1,000 Anthony dollars, even though the bank's 20,000 customers have been notified twice by mail that the bargain is available. The offer ends on Friday, the 160th anniversary of Anthony's birth. People are so cruel. Low Budget News Time, 5:09. Well, nobody wants a Susan B. Anthony dollar, but a lot of people apparently wouldn't mind a Carson City dollar. General Services Administration Information Director Rich Vodder reports that since his agency announced the sale of 1 million of the 19th century silver cartwheels, it has received 500,000 phone calls and 100,000 letters from eager buyers. The cartwheels, minted in Carson City, Nevada, and sold through the San Francisco GSA office, are expected to go for $45 to $65 each, depending upon year and condition. And finally in the news today, a 12-year-old girl in Sutton Coldfield, England, is about to sneeze her way into the Guinness Book of World Records, and she's not too thrilled about it. Trisha Ray has been sneezing continually since last October. Doctors have tried just about everything but can't get her to stop. Says her mother, life for a girl who cannot stop sneezing can be difficult. That was profound. The Guinness record, by the way, for nonstop sneezing is 155 days, and that was set by a girl in Miami. better known as Hurricane David. And that's all the time we have for today. Be listening again tomorrow at 5:06 for more exciting true life cases on Sam Lawson's highly acclaimed Low Budget News.
KRLC.
KRLC with beautiful music 24 hours a day. Sam Lassen and Donna Summer. KRLC putting love on the radio all day tomorrow. We'll give you a chance to call us and dedicate a song to someone you love this Valentine's Day. KRLC, Sam Lawson at 5:22. Bengals broke their 5-game winning streak last night. Bummer. Coeur d'Alene beat them 77-72. But the pressure's off, and they can win all the way to the championship. For Heart. It's from their LP, Bebe Lestrange, which it's kind of a strange title. The reason I bring this to your attention is that we'll be featuring this brand new LP this coming Sunday night, 9 o'clock on Album Preview. Don't miss it.
With a brand new way of life today, I'm who I choose to be.
Say hello, 5:45 with Sam Lawson. Time now for the Chuck Boland Sports Commentary. So here's Chuck.
When you buy from Carpet Guardian, you'll be walking on their reputation for years. They stand behind everything they sell. So please be careful when backing your car out of the lot.